Radio, News Talk 1010.
Well, 2016 was quite a debacle for air miles, telling everyone to cash in their points. And to capitalize on that, there are a bunch of credit card companies that are offering up rewards programs. And apparently, according to John Schmuel of lowestrates.ca, he is the managing editor and senior writer there, 2017 will be the best year ever to sign up for a rewards credit card. John is on the show with me right now. John, welcome to the Nightside.
Hi, Jason. Great to be here.
So this is an interesting article because everyone has a whole bunch of points programs that they belong to, whether it be attached to a credit card or separate, something like an Air Miles. So why is 2017 supposedly the best year to sign up for one?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned earlier in the show that you could be at an LCBO and thinking, am I getting the most rewards from my credit card? And credit card companies know that you're thinking that. There's a lot of blogs out there that have proliferated in the last few years telling people how to maximize points from the cards they have. And this means that, you know, consumers are doing everything they can to, you know, get an extra $100 a year from their credit card. And credit card companies want to get in on this. Every time you use a credit card to spend, they're making money, right? Every purchase you make, they're making money from it. So there's been this huge proliferation of credit cards in the last few years with various rewards. The competition is extremely fierce. So to try to separate themselves in the current environment, credit card companies are now saying, hey, if you sign up to our credit card, we'll give you a $100 gift card, or we'll give you, you know, 25,000 extra points. And ever since this Air Miles fiasco has happened, you know, and to remind listeners who missed out on this, you know, originally the Ontario government said that reward programs in Ontario aren't going to expire anymore. And Air Miles said, well, hold on a second, you know, to get ahead of this, we're going to force all users by the end of 2016 to spend their rewards points. And then they went back on that and said, well, actually, that's not going to happen. And a bunch of Air Miles users already spent their points. They got mad. So credit card companies are going to capitalize on this. They know that people are frustrated because of that big, you know, Air Miles debacle. And we're already seeing a bunch of credit card companies, MBNA, offering $100 if you sign up to their cards. And, you know, the expectation is there's going to be more offers like this as the year progresses.
Now, in your blog here at lowestrates.ca, you outlined different companies like where you can actually get $1,500 in free flights if you sign up and then spend $1,000. So if you do this right, there's like it is a rewards program, and there are big rewards to be had right out of the get-go.
Yeah, it's some of the programs are incredible. You know, there's a guy who's well known in this whole points sphere named Brian Kelly. He's known as the points guy. Runs a website. He managed to get from a credit card $7,000 in free flights when he signed up to one of these credit cards, offering a bonus just because he played it smart. And, you know, there's so many blogs out there telling you if you do this or sign up this way and, you know, spend your points this way, this is how you can maximize your rewards. So the offers are incredible.
Now, there's a lot of offers, though, or rewards programs that also offer you cash back. Looking at all of these cards, is it better to sign up to a rewards program where you could then cash in for, you know, other items or maybe airfares, et cetera? Or should you go with the cash back option? Like, how do you weigh that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things to consider, right? Some of these cards have annual fees.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these cards have requirements for salary. You have to make a certain amount, you know, in a given year so that you can qualify. So really you have to weigh where you are. You know, for students, there's something like the Tangerine Rewards Back card. All the purchases you make, you get 1% back. There's a 4% back promo for the first 12 months. And, you know, and there's no annual fee for this. And there's no, you know, income that you have to make. So it's kind of a great card for someone just starting off in the card space.
Right.
And then you go all the way up to something like the MBNA Rewards World Elite card, where you have to make $70,000 a year, but on anything you buy, you get 2% back. And it comes with an additional amount of incredible benefits. And MoneySense actually decided that that was the best credit card in the cash back space. So there's a lot of different options, and you have to sit down and say, okay, where do I fit in? How much money do I make a year? How much do I spend a month? And what am I looking for?
We're talking to John Schmuel. He's the managing editor and senior writer at lowestrates.ca, and talking about credit card reward programs, a lot of this stemming from the Air Miles incident that happened last year and people kind of pulling away from Air Miles. You know, John, one of the things that I like about what you're saying here, though, with these credit card reward cards and point systems is that it's not a separate card. And Air Miles, is it still a separate card? Because I never even got into Air Miles.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a few different ways to accumulate Air Miles. You can have, you know, the points card itself. You can have a credit card. So, and as we mentioned earlier, obviously there are going to be competitors that are going to want to get into where Air Miles previously was. Aeroplan is obviously a competitor to Air Miles, and you know, it might be worthwhile paying attention to the Aeroplan cards in 2017. To see whether they come out with bonus offers to try to get some of those former Air Miles customers back.
Now, how do you balance the user fee to use the credit card versus what you're going to get back out of it? Do you have any guidelines for that for consumers?
Sure, yeah. I mean, ultimately, some of these cards have very high annual fees, and you have to be spending a certain amount of money for it to make sense. For instance, if you look at something like the Platinum card from American Express, that's a $700 a year annual fee.
Wow.
But if you're spending at least $3,000 a month, so, you know, you're going to upper income brackets here, what you get back in rewards easily pays for that $700. Just signing up for that card will give you a 50,000 point bonus, which you can convert into Aeroplan. And stop me if I'm losing you here, because I know some of these cards can be very complicated.
As you were saying that, I was just hitting that space of like, oh my, so there's, you sign up, there's a fee, then you have to get points, but you have to spend so much. So it does get very complicated. I mean, it's a very good point.
It does, yeah. And that's why, you know, there's all these blogs out there being like, you know, sit down, here's the card you want. This is how you maximize the points. And so for this particular card, the Platinum card from American Express, if you maximize your points, you can actually get $1,500 in free flights and hotels just for signing up to the card, as long as you spend $1,500 in the first 3 months.
Ned, are you the type of person that uses your credit card for everything? I'm guessing because you've researched this, you have a very good point card.
I do, yeah. So I use my credit card for all my purchases, and you know, the responsible thing obviously is if you do this and if you're paying off your balance at the end of every month, it makes sense to spend everything on your credit card, because you're getting free money at the end of the day, right? You're getting hundreds of dollars in free rewards and cash back in a lot of cases if you're making all your purchases on credit cards.
It does seem to make sense, and you just got to balance out the user fee for the rewards program. John, if people have questions for you or wish to find you, where can they do so?
You can check us out at lowestrates.ca, or you can shoot me an email at john@lowestrates.ca. Happy to field any credit card questions.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. John Schmuel, he's the managing editor and senior writer at lowestrates.ca, and giving you all the tips on rewards credit cards. Thanks for joining us tonight, John.
Thanks, Jason.
There you go. All right. Well, really, points cards are, and rewards cards, they're out there for pretty much everything. I'm curious to know, what do you use? What do you use? I mean, John gave you some recommendations there about balancing, whether you're going to do cash back or you're going to do maybe Aeroplan, but what have you found and has really worked for you? It works for you so well that you're willing to keep that card in your wallet, whether it be a credit card or a separate points card as well. What do you like? What do you use? 416-872-1010, the number to call. Your favorite rewards card, or one that you actually feel rewarded for using. You can also text them in to 71010. 8:15, we're going to check in. News Talk 1010, Time Saver Traffic.
The 401 continues to move trouble-free both ways right across the top of the city. 404 DVP and Gardner QEW combinations also moving problem-free both ways. In town, a new problem, Bloor at Keele. We got reports of a